Good morning and welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown, where we remind you every week that such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You are that opportunity, so am I, so it is. We are a center that welcomes all people. We recognize you for who you truly are. We may not know your name or your personality, but we know you. We know you are an expression of the divine. You are life itself showing up in a particular universal and individualized way. And in that showing up, how could we do anything less than celebrate you and honor you? Whatever your pronouns, whatever your ethnicities, whatever your background, whoever you are, wherever you've been up until now, we recognize your life as being God's life, taking individual version and individual expression so that we can celebrate it, we can appreciate it, and we can enjoy it. I'm so grateful that you've decided to spend this time with us. And as we bring you some good ideas, some thoughts for contemplation, and perhaps something that could be really useful to you, this is our offering. Thank you for being here. Right now, you're going to hear more about us by hearing something about what we believe. Our Declaration of Principles was written by our founder, Dr. Ernest Holmes. And just before a radio interview, he sat down and sort of jotted down the ideas. What do we believe? Because he knew he would have to answer that question. And those basic ideas have remained pretty much what we go by and what we have put forward since then. We offer them not so much as a dogma, but as a something to aspire to or something to look at and decide, is this who you are? This is what you think? Or is this something you would like to believe? So listen now to our declaration. I believe.
I believe.
I believe in one God.
One absolute power and first cause to all things.
I believe that this power is perfect love.
And creates out of a desire to express love.
I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience.
I believe in the unity of all life.
And the immortality of the individual soul.
Forever unfolding.
I believe.
I believe in the eternal goodness.
The eternal goodness of God.
The eternal loving kindness.
And the eternal givingness of God to all.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is.
As you saw on that video, some of our people are board members, some are practitioners. We have many people in this organization who are neither. They are simply wonderful people participating in our community. However, our practitioners are very particular and people in the sense that they have studied this teaching. They have learned how to use it to radically shift and change their lives for the better, and to take them through many times difficult times and also wonderful times of great joy and feeling. So today we're going to hear from one of those practitioners as they lead us in our prayer, in our affirmative prayer, which we call spiritual mind treatment, and with some good ideas about today's talk.
Good morning to all of you. My name is Norma Roberts, and I live in St. Petersburg, Florida. I'm so grateful to be able to be with you today and talk about how I am. I've recently become so fascinated with the term I am that I call it my self-identification, because I can declare I am healthy, I am prosperous, I am loving and loved. And find as I identify with these attributes, they actually manifest as my experience. I was recently in a doctor's office, and while I waited for the doctor to enter the exam room, I became conscious of the water dripping from a faucet nearby. The drip was so rhythmic that I matched my thoughts with the rhythm of the drip. In my mind, I heard myself saying, I am healthy. I am healthy. I am healthy. The doctor came in, and when the consultation was over, he smiled and said, "You are so healthy. I bet you don't even feel your age." I smiled and told him, "Well, no one ever told me how I'm supposed to feel at my age. So I get to claim what I want." In the I Am Self, Lillian DeWaters says, "Are you hungry for the true bread of life? Then are you willing to give up the belief that you are separated in some way from the source of this heavenly manna, the real man who is, in truth, yourself?" You can say, "I know that I am. I know that my health, my harmony, my perfection, my happiness, and my abundance of every good are not located in my body or in my affairs, but only in my real self, myself awake." The I am self. "For here abide my unalterable, undefiable health and wholeness, my perfect spiritual sense, and their distinct activities, my ever-conscious awareness of reality as all there is, and my complete experience of every good thing." She goes on to say, "What is it that the I Am knows?" Well, it knows I am, and besides me, there is none else. It knows I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Thus, I am ever one with the I am that I am. Lillian DeWaters says, "You should say it over and over. Sing it softly to yourself. I am that I am." Lovingly, earnestly, expectantly. Do not attempt to define what it means, not analyze your feelings, but just say it, and it will begin to reveal itself to you. Father, I am that I am reveals itself to me, to you, to all who would say, "I will rise and go unto myself, my true state of being, where nothing can oppose me." Nothing. And now let's have our affirmative mind treatment for this morning. And as we prepare for our service, I will speak in the first person. I ask that you accept anything that resonates in your heart for you. So let's breathe deeply and prepare for this treatment. Let us know there is but one life. That life is God, and that life is my life right here and right now. I know the spirit is always creating more of itself, more life, more love, more light, more peace, power, beauty, joy, and more wholeness. In a ceaseless process of expanding good. The I am that I am is all power, and I claim I am one with this power. It expresses through me and as me as I awaken to my divine inheritance. I know and I affirm that my world is infinitely good and creative. I live in a field of unlimited possibility, infinite potential. In the midst of overflowing gratitude, love lights my way, and divine intelligence expresses its wisdom in my intuition and leads me to people, places, things, and experiences that nourishes my awakening consciousness. With clarity and confidence, I act in faith and allow demonstrations of perfect health in all areas of my physical body. I experience abundant wealth as money flowing to me constantly through expected and unexpected channels, always in measures greater than ever experienced before. Love and creative self-expression unfolds before me in joyous celebration of my oneness with the infinite. Any thought of restriction, lack of fear that was previously held is released as I surrender to the infinite goodness of spirit. I accept all manifestations that are perfect for me right now. And it is with great peace and gratitude that I release my word to the universal law of mind and declare that it is already done as I await its perfect manifestation. And so it is. And now we prepare for our reflection music.
I am aligned with my soul, my life to unfold, with peace from within, without end. I am aligned with my soul, my life to unfold, with peace from within, without end. I am awakened and free, blending only with thee, with our heart sharing love, we are one. I am aligning myself with God. Flow of life through everyone, through the people and trees, through the rocks and the seas, from the center of source of the one. I am aligned with my soul.
Hi, Reverend Cynthia Paulson, and it's my pleasure to be here with you guys today. I have so enjoyed this whole month's theme. We've been talking about the light within us, and I'm about to give the fourth and final talk about this topic. Dr. Bob gave two, and I got to do two, but I think that we could probably give 20 talks about this subject. The light within us is such a broad, almost vague term for our unity with spirit, for recognizing the God presence within each of us. Now, when I first started studying New Thought and learning about affirmative prayer in spiritual mind treatment, you know, they teach you the steps of affirmative prayer. And you begin by recognizing that the one power of spirit is all there is. And then the second step is you unify yourself with this power. And I used to get so hung up on my unity with spirit, on this unification step. We're supposed to unify ourselves with God and claim things like, I am one with the divine, the light of God, infinite intelligence is operating in me, through me, expressing as me. And I always got a little stuck there because that is a really big concept to understand and claim. And I want to acknowledge this in case any of you might struggle with this idea too, that it can be challenging to recognize that the essence of the divine, the light of God, is within me. On the CSL.org website, they have a section called Build a Prayer, and they call the unification step the I am step. And I'm so glad they do that because honestly, thinking about the I am, when I want to be conscious of my unity with spirit, is what has helped me really understand this concept and start living it. The light within me that I am united with is the I am, which the Bible tells us is the name of God. So quick Bible lesson, back in Exodus, Moses asks God, what shall I call you? And God replies, I am that I am. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations. I'm so glad that this teaching, science of mind, new thought, whatever we call it, we understand how to use the I am. We use the I am to create whatever possibility we want to experience. It's our point of access to the power of God. That is how important those two words are. Now, early Bible translators actually misunderstood and mistranslated what the name of God meant, and there's been confusion because of that. In Genesis 4, there is a line that in the past has been translated as, men began to call upon the name of the Lord, as if people were begging and beseeching help from a God that lived outside of them. Men began to call upon the name of the Lord. That teaches duality and separation, which we know is false. So in modern times, that particular passage has been correctly translated as men began to call themselves by the name of the Lord. That's a totally different thing. People became aware of the living spirit, the light of God within them, which we call into existence by speaking, I am. By calling ourselves the name of God, we claim our own oneness with the divine process. And like I said, we create whatever possibility we desire. This is a spiritual practice to pay close attention to and to embrace. Now, you all know I'm a language girl, I'm a writer, and words fascinate me, especially with regard to our spiritual life. I just don't think it is a coincidence that we use I am all day long, every day of our lives, to talk about ourselves. Did you know that it is very difficult, if not impossible, to say anything about yourself without using the words I am? Think about it for a minute. Let's say you are out and about and you bump into somebody you know, or even if you meet a stranger, even like the cashier at a grocery store, anybody, what's the first thing we always say to each other? Hi, how are you? how are you doing? Right? It's this polite social norm to ask someone, how are you? Try answering that without using I am. You can't. Even if you want to be a smart aleck and just say, great, fine, the I am is implied. So we answer and we say, I'm great, thanks. How are you? Or I'm fine. We often don't give much thought to how we answer that question, how are you? But you know who does give thought to it? Spiritually sound people. People like our beloved Norma, who just spoke and told us her story about speaking her I am. I've gotten to know Norma a little bit over the past couple of years because we've had some Zoom meetings and some classes together. One thing I've noticed about her is if you ask her how she is, like she said, she almost always says, I'm wonderful, with a great big smile on her face. And someone asked her recently on one of our Zoom calls, are you really wonderful? And she said, well, I just always say I'm wonderful. It's as if she doesn't even really give it any thought anymore because she just always declares how well and wonderful her life is. And I love that about her. She is just modeling expert spiritual behavior. I love it. I have a very good friend named Jane, who I call my pretend mom because she's such a sweetheart and I love her. And she is a lovely Southern woman. And when you ask her, how are you? No matter who is asking, whether it's a best friend or a stranger, she always replies, I'm hunky-dory, how are you? In her Southern accent. Now, sometimes she says it even when she's not feeling hunky-dory because she wishes to declare her good. She intends to be hunky-dory. I think we should all intend to be hunky-dory. The I am is the gift that we are given, and it's the opportunity we have to create our best life. Using the I am is about speaking our truth, not necessarily speaking the facts about our human experience or our circumstance or the situations we're dealing with in the material world, but instead our truth, our capital T truth of our divine nature. Jesus, the master teacher, used the I am. He used it to realize his unity with God. Now, how did he do that? By saying and declaring things like, I am the light of the world. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way and the truth and the life. He was teaching us to do the same. If we're not identifying ourselves with the truth through the I am, in other words, declaring our good and our wholeness and our truth of our well-being, then we're probably relating ourselves to the conditions of the world. And they're not our truth. Think for a moment about how you want to answer, how are you? Now, we don't have to be over the top with this and say, oh, I'm the light of the world. I don't suggest making that claim the next time you're checking out at the grocery store. But hey, I'll admit that sometimes I'll answer someone, I'm perfect. Now they think, maybe I'm just being cheeky or whatever, but really I'm being spiritual because I am perfect. Who cares what they think? I know what I'm saying. Sometimes I'll say, I'm divine. They think you're just being cute. It doesn't matter to me. I'm speaking my truth. I'll often answer, I'm well, because all is well in my life. Some people say it's not grammatically correct, but you have full permission to respond, I am good. Because you are. I am good because I am here. And if I am here, that means God is here. And God is good and only good. So I am good. It's like a logic problem, right? That is speaking the truth. So when I ask you, how are you? Rest assured, I don't want to hear your problems. Now, that sounds mean, and I don't mean it like that. I don't mean it selfishly. What I mean is that I want you to declare good things about yourself. I want to hear you are well, that you are claiming the truth of your oneness with God. I take this so seriously that my email address is affirmgoodthings@gmail.com. So I guess if you want, you could email me and tell me how well you're doing. It's very important that we do not let our complaints and our problems follow our I am. So here's another little Bible lesson for you. The third commandment says, you shall not take the name of the Lord in vain. Well, what's the name of the Lord? I am. Now, to take in vain means to take falsely, to make a false claim about. So God's name, the I am, is the greatest positive thing in existence. It is good and only good. So it should never be used in ways that are negative. Ugh, how often do we do that, right? If we are using the I am in vain, it means we are declaring a negative condition for ourselves. When we hear people say, I am sick, I'm poor, I'm lonely, I'm lacking, the great I am of God that is, you know, God, Spirit, Universe, Source, can never be any of those things. We are declaring things that are not ours, not our truth. We're breaking this commandment when we speak negatively of ourselves. And we're potentially bringing negative conditions into manifestation. That's the creative divine process. And that's the rest of the commandment. The rest of the line says, God will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. You're going to pay for that. You know, it's not done out of, you know, vengefulness. It's spiritual law. You're going to be held accountable for how you're using the I am. That's the way the law works. That is the power of the I am and the power of our individual expression of the I am. Have you ever been in a store that has a sign on the wall that says, you break it, you buy it? The Spirit has a sign that says, you speak it, you get it. So we want to speak our truth. Our truth is the truth of the I am. Wayne Dyer explained it this way. He said, you want what follows your I am to be congruent with your highest self, which is God. Beginning with your inner dialogue, simply change the words that define the concept of yourself. The words I am, which you consistently use to define who you are and what you're capable of, are holy expressions of the name of God, the highest aspect of yourself. I gave a talk here once with you guys a while back, and we put up a slide that said, what is true of God is true of me. And I don't know if you guys saw it or remember, but I made you all say it with me. What is true of God is true of me. We are God's truth. Ernest Holmes told us in The Science of Mind, when a man says, I am, it is God proclaiming his own being. The qualities of God, you know the God words, love, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, power, life, joy, health. These qualities are the essence of your being. Those attributes are vibrating in every cell of your body right now. Think about that. This is your divine nature, the true light within you. So speak highly of yourself and use words like that. Affirm good things for yourself. Speaking these kinds of words after your I am might not come easily or naturally. It might feel awkward, and that's okay. The I am is a tool, and they call it spiritual practice for a reason. You can start by just saying something nice about yourself, by putting some thought into what you are saying and how you are using the I am. Allow it to influence your daily life. I am plus negative language will bring you down, assuredly. Why would you want to waste time affirming a negative thing about yourself? We are given and gifted this language. We're given the tools to create our best life, to manifest and reveal our good. Now, sometimes the muck of human life happens. I don't deny that. I promise I'm not living in la-la land over here. But can we put a positive spin on negative circumstances? If something not so great is happening, or if you're feeling not so great, can we say it positively? Instead of saying, "Oh, I'm so tired," can you say, "I am ready for rest"? Instead of declaring, "Oh, I'm sick," can you claim, "I'm healing," or "I am better and better every day"? Instead of saying, "I am poor, I can't afford that," can you stop and think about it for a minute and maybe affirm, "I'm ready to receive my good"? Instead of saying, "I'm lacking" or "I'm lonely," you can say, "I'm grateful for my good, grateful for all that I have. I am loving life." There's a quote from Eric Butterworth that I love. It says, "No matter what the problem, let something good be said." I want to say that again. No matter what the problem, let something good be said. There are so many ways to ever so slightly shift our consciousness toward I am consciousness, God consciousness. So I want to leave you with this. You know how I am guilty of this too. You know how sometimes when you hear a talk on Sunday morning and you think, "Oh, that was great." And then 2 hours later, you can't really remember what it was even about. I don't want that to happen today. I want you to remember this. So I want to plant a trigger for you in your mind. At some point, probably by the end of today or certainly by the end of tomorrow, someone will ask you, "How are you?" That is your trigger. You're going to hear that and remember. I want you to stop and smile and speak your divine truth. We declare things with our I am every day of our lives, all day long. And our declarations bear fruit. All the biblical spiritual study in the world does us no good unless we apply it in our own lives. So I encourage you, say something good, say something positive, say something true, because you're the light of the world, and so am I, and so it is. Thank you, CSL Midtown.
Thank you, Reverend Cynthia. Awesome talk this morning. And yeah, I'll remember that. How are you? And that triggers that us to think about who we are. So now is our time for conscious giving. And you'll see on the screen in a second, the QR code. You can go to cslmidtown.org/donate and get there. Scan the QR code. Lots of ways to do that. You can do a one-time donation or you can set up an ongoing donation if you find value in what we're providing here at CSL Midtown. So if you would say with me our affirmation of prosperity: I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow, and all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. And so now, couple of announcements. We'll be back in person next Sunday at the Garden Hills Community Center. So if you're in Atlanta, please join us. We're going to do a potluck and have some fellowship there after the service as well. So plan on that. And Dr. Bob will be back next Sunday for that as well. So that said, we will be broadcasting just like we always do. So we'll see you online people out there as well. So now let's go to our affirmation of life. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding, and I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is. Have an awesome week, everybody. See you next week.